Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. American surveyed said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdullah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America's bridges are in worse condition than expected. More than 43,500 U.S. bridges are in poor enough condition to be deemed structurally deficient. That's according to a new report by the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. The top five states with the largest number of bridges in poor condition, number 5, Missouri, Oklahoma, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, number 1, with just over 4,500 bridges being flagged. In what seems like a daily occurrence, a police officer in Pomona, California, east of Los Angeles, was shot last night, with one of the suspects being apprehended. Two suspects remain on the loose and are considered armed and dangerous. The Los Angeles County Fire Department reported that the officer was on patrol about 7:20 p.m. Pacific when there was an exchange of gunfire between officers and three suspects. The reason for the gunfire exchange was not released. The police officer should be okay. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As a new science report this week from Johns Hopkins University, lockdowns only help prevent the COVID spread by 0.2%. Restaurant owner Chef Andrew Grohl tells Fox News fear-mongering by lawmakers must stop.
That is number one, right? So you got to get rid of all these restrictions. Government's got to get out of restaurants, but also it's the consumer psychology. We've got government officials telling people not to go out to eat. The fear that is just being completely draped on the mindset of all consumers by virtue of the government, right, and a lot of these health officials has crushed the mentality. So I think it's 5-10 years perhaps that we actually start to get people out of this dark cloud. Positive fear monger, you know, just they're so scared to go out. You know, you've got Fauci saying don't ever go out to eat at a restaurant. I mean, the guy owns part of a restaurant, so I don't know what he's doing to himself. But that's a huge piece of this is the consumer psychology. And then second to that is the shift from money going from Main Street to Silicon Valley. Because if 5% of your sales leading into the pandemic were through takeout and delivery and then third-party delivery apps, they're now 60%. And you lose 30 cents on every dollar when you use a third-party delivery app, although it's a necessary evil. So while sales may have been steady when you look at 2019 to 2021, profits are down 25 to 30% because people are losing so much money to these Silicon Valley I hate to say it, but, you know, they're greedy, and the amount of money they're taking from these restaurants.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As you know, Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow, 6 weeks of winter. Maybe we could only hope that there's some relationship with COVID. Maybe we only have 6 weeks left of COVID as well. I mean, who's to say? Unless, as I said earlier, you get some Canadian trunker, a trucker that goes wild and, you know, runs over poor Punxsutawney Phil. Because I think the American people have about had it with all these restrictions, especially in light of all this new information that's coming out, as you were just hearing about with the John Hopkins study. I mean, all these lockdowns, I mean, that's all we did. You know, 0.2 of 1%, that was the difference for all the lockdowns. I mean, what a mess that we've put the people through, and unfortunately the fallout, the psychological damage that they will experience to truly get on the other side of it. It's not going to happen overnight. Nina May is with us. She's the producer director of Renaissance Women Productions, and we've got a lot to talk about. Nina, what do you think? I mean, how long? I mean, I know this is a little bit off topic, but you study this as well sociologically. You know, the brain damage that has been done and perpetrated on the American people by, you know, the people that heretofore we were told that we should trust. And we trusted them by staying 6 feet away, wearing masks and, you know, getting vaccinated and all the complications now that are coming out that, you know, probably a lot of this stuff we won't really truly know and understand maybe for a decade if we're lucky.
Yeah, no, that's true. And we've seen an amazing division in the country. Sort of the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, the ivermectin versus the put them in the hospital and intubate them, and, you know, on and on. And it's truly divisive. What we did, and a lot of people we know did, we 2 years ago when they said give us 14 days of quarantine and then everything should be back to normal, we did it. They asked, we did it. And when they started moving the goalposts, we said we're not playing. So most of the people that we know, I mean, of course, they can't, you know, go public with it or anything because they'll lose their job or whatever. Since I work for myself, I'm not going to fire myself. But there are a lot of people that were caught in that horrible petri dish of, you know, social engineering, and they had no choice. You know, they had to get the vaccine, which is, you know, kind of ironic because it's the left that talks about my body, my choice. Well, where's that choice when it comes to putting a foreign substance in your body? So it's been a very, very divisive issue in this country. And one, I don't see ending anytime soon because they see it as a power play. They see it that they've got a very, very easy way to control the citizenry, the populace, and they're not going to give that up. They're not going to give the power up. We have to take it back. That's the only thing we can do.
Well, and that's starting to happen. I mean, you see it. You start to see little glimpses of these bonfires of, revival to normal. Yeah. Right.
I mean, the truckers are a perfect example of the pushback. Mm-hmm. And people are just, they're starting to push back, which I'm very proud of for.
Well, we can only hope that, especially here, we got the Super Bowl coming up in Los Angeles, right? You got Mayor Garcetti and Newsom themselves. Garcetti saying, he held his breath
he took the photos.
I love that.
Bless his heart. I mean, you know, Saturday Night Live ought to have a lot of fun with that one. That's just it's so. But this is what you love about politicians. Yeah, exactly. They never are, and they're ripe for targeting. They're just so easy. But anyway, so you know, all we can hope for is with everybody going to L.A. Maybe like in the 80s. Remember when he had the bonfire of all the disco records? I'm anticipating. I don't know. I'm just envisioning that everybody's going to bring their masks, including those designer masks that everybody paid so much that matches their shoes and everything, and they're going to dump them into some big bonfire and just say, let it go. And, hey, why not do it right there in the parking lots outside of Soho Stadium where the Super Bowl is going to take place?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. We've been invited to several bonfire mask-burning parties. people are just, they're tired of it. And they're not, like I say, they're not playing anymore.
Well, and like you said, this is stuff that you and I, we've been reporting on this, you know, from day one. You know, and I'm glad that, you know, Joe Rogan's getting some notoriety and stuff, but he's not saying anything new. It's not anything that we haven't been saying. I mean, we've had doctors, had experts on who've told us exactly all this and a lot worse that people are not going to realize until we get to that point. But much the same way like in the 50s with the drug that women were given because of nausea, thalidomide, and then we had, you know, all of a sudden they noted all these miscarriages and deformed babies that happened. It's like, wait a minute, you know, we're smarter than this, and there just seems to be some reckless irresponsibility that you know, the people in power, the people that we say we trust, we elect into office, we rely on them to be honest, and it's obvious they're not being honest.
Exactly. And it's not only are they irresponsible, there's no accountability for what they've done. Nothing's going to happen to these people. That's the whole scary thing about it being, quote, an experimental drug. There's no sense of liability. And you say, well, where do I go to be made whole? I mean, where do I go to get my real health back after taking this, quote, experimental drug that you literally use the American people and people around the world as guinea pigs? And it's bad. It's really bad. I know of several people that have died after taking the vaccine, and people that we had one of our actors, our young actress, 24-year-old, very healthy young girl. She had COVID, and her doctor insisted she get the vaccine afterwards. He didn't want to hear about antibodies. He didn't want to hear about anything. See, she took it. Within 30 minutes, they rushed her to the hospital. She had both a stroke and a heart attack and barely survived. And it was right after taking the vaccine. So, there are a lot of horror stories like that. Maybe that's what we need to start talking about. Everyone tell your story. Stories of your family members.
Exactly.
Our neighbors, brothers. He lost two brothers in 1 week. They both had the vaccine. Right after they got the vaccine, they both died. Where are those stories?
Right. Well, you and I talked the last time about Dr. Ryan Cole. You know, Dr. Cole asked a provocative question, you know, at the time when he was on YouTube, and I think they since took it off because how dare he ask a critical question that people didn't even really think about, is saying at the time there were 16,000 post-vaccinated deaths that they had documented through through the VAERS study, right? And and he says, quite curious, and you would think that 16,000 deaths, there would be lots of autopsies taking place. In fact, there's only been one. And one autopsy, that's quite revealing there. So, you know, obviously they're trying to hide stuff. And then I don't know if you saw this recent video. Boy, you talk about something scary here. And this is from a mortician who was embalming a body. And as he was trying to clear out the veins, he found this this product. And this was from a post-vaccinated, COVID-vaccinated body. And all of a sudden you got
like
these strands of this fibrous. Yeah, exactly. And you're going, well, and of course, they're saying, of course, this is the stuff that runs rampant in your body. And this is something that didn't take a long time. This was something that rapidly developed within weeks and causing people to have heart attacks. And and we're not hearing about this. I mean, what is this strange thing that we've introduced into our body that, you know, takes a life of its own?
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff, right?
I mean, that you don't want that happening. You're called an anti-vaxxer, and you're killing your fellow citizens. How unpatriotic are you? When they start talking like that, run the other way. Anytime
exactly.
You start playing that game, go the opposite direction.
That's all you can do. I mean, for your own sanity. Otherwise, you'll get it on you. And Nina May is with us. We've got more to talk about, including the Dems' new Voting Rights Act. What is it that we do not understand? Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Nina May, the producer-director of Renaissance Women's Production. And Nina, I wanted to talk to you about what we are not understanding about, you know, the Democrats, you know, presentation of the Voting Rights Act, as you and I were talking off the air. The Dems have commandeered the language unrighteously. What they have done in twisting the language, I mean, what they say and what they mean are two different things. And we see this happening time and time again. And, you know, Joe Biden will say things. And I've often said, in fact, I was talking to a prosecutor over the weekend. I said, all you do, and I go, you know this better than I do as a prosecutor. If you listen to people who are guilty, they self-indict. They eventually, you know, tell you the truth. And Joe Biden thinks he's trying to be cute. Well, first of all, you know, if you're going to lie, you better have a great memory. And Joe Biden, we know, does not have a great memory. So this is why they try not to have him out there too long, because he ends up exposing the truth of what's going on. But of course, the big lie right now, which continues to fan the flames of social injustice and racial injustice, is the Voting Rights Act. Help us understand what is in it really that we need to be aware of.
Well, it's let me back up a tiny bit. When Joe Biden and laughingly calls what he's doing and people oppose him as Jim Crow 2.0, he is sort of forgetting the fact that Jim Crow 1.0 was a Democrat plan to keep blacks from voting after the Civil War. So to go back a little bit further, the Democrats fought a war, divided the nation on the issue of slavery. They wanted to keep slavery alive. They lost the war. The person that lost the war, or bought, you know, defeated them in the war, was Abraham Lincoln, the very first Republican president. The Republican Party was founded specifically as the Abolitionist Party. So just start there. Republican Party, Abolitionist Party, Democrat Party, Party of Slavery, Jim Crow, founded the KKK, opposed the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. And again, the Jim Crow laws were designed to keep blacks from voting, because at the time, every single black in the country was Republican, because it was the Emancipation Party. It was the Liberation Party. So if you're a poll worker and you saw a group of blacks walking down the street and they're going to come to your poll to vote, you pull out the jar of jelly beans, you say, okay, you can vote if you can tell us how many are in here. Or you need to read War and Peace, you know, and read it out loud and let us know that you have, you're illiterate. Or let me see, how much money do you have on you? And that was the Jim Crow laws to keep people from voting. Fast forward today, the Voting Rights Act, that is not a Voting Rights Act at all, it's a Voting Wrongs Act as far as I'm concerned, it's basically keeping people that should be going to the polls from going to the polls, just like original Jim Crow 1.0 is. It's saying that you cannot have an ID, you can't question someone if they're voting for the first time, registering to vote, and they don't have anything proving who they are. You're not allowed to question them. They can be fined. You can be fined for doing that. If you show up to the polls and you discover someone has voted in your place, if you question that, they can have you arrested. These are things that are in this Voting Rights Act. Now, go back a little bit further in history. 1965 was the actual Voting Rights Act. And what that did was that basically reminded everyone, codified the concept that the 15th Amendment to the Constitution that had been passed and inserted in the Constitution 100 years before that was being totally ignored by the Democrats and all the southern states, the southern governors. They were still implementing Jim Crow laws. So the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was to overturn all these 100-year-old Jim Crow laws. So, and guess who got the credit for that? The Democrats. They got the credit for undoing their old original Jim Crow laws only because Lyndon Johnson was the one that signed that act. Well, look at how the act got to his desk. It was because of the Republicans. The Democrats were filibustering that. You had Al Gore's father filibustering. You had Senator Fulbright, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, filibustering. They were absolute segregationists. They were racist. Talk about white supremacists. That's who they were. And then move forward a little bit further in history. This is not old history. This is kind of new. Yeah. But I think it was 2010 when Senator Robert Byrd died, member of the KKK, leader of the KKK. Joe Biden gave a eulogy at his funeral. Oh, so did Barack Obama. This is a KKK member. So if anyone is going to be, you know, slapped with that big white label of white supremacist and racist and everything, it's got to be every single person in the Democrat Party. And either they're too dumb to know their own history, or they're exactly what you're saying. They say something long enough and hard enough and loud enough, they think it makes it true, and it does not make it true. So everyone needs to really be on the mark on this issue. We did a TV series, or not a TV series, but a movie about, I don't know, 15 years ago called Reparations, Who Should Pay? We need to have that discussion, because when you present the evidence, like evidence of a crime, when you present the evidence, you're going to show that the Democrats are the ones that historically have been the racists, the segregationists, the anti-integrationists, the slaveholders, on and on. But Republicans don't know their history, and that's what is so frustrating. You try and tell the RNC, why don't you talk about your rich history of integration and abolition and on, and go, well, that's old news, and we just need to move on from there. Well, they're not moving on. They're talking about reparations now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Democrats have controlled the narrative. And as you say, I mean, here we had the war at the same time during LBJ, the war on poverty, right? Wasn't a big itch, but he decided to bring it up because it was a racial divisive issue. And here it is all these years later, Nina, close to, what, $25, $30 trillion of the people's money on the war on poverty. And we barely moved the needle. We've hardly done any good. And when I was talking to Bob Whitson, I asked Bob, I said, Bob, all that money, where did that money go? And he goes, Bill, you got to understand. I said, what? He goes, 70% of that went to administrate the war on poverty.
Exactly.
70%? Are you kidding me? Of the people's money? And so who are the administrators? black bureaucrats. Black bureaucrats. Yeah, all these. Wait a minute.
But
see, the deal is, again, people need to realize, again, because they don't remember history, is the same model of how slavery started to begin with. It wasn't a bunch of white people getting black people. It was black people conquering their black neighbors and selling them off, right? And so here it is. And now you've got you got blacks holding their own people down, and they're happy and chuckling, going to the bank, and all the white supremacist alleged boogeymen are the problem here, and the Republican Party, because people do not know their history, and the Democrats, with control and power that they have right now, they're doing everything they can and pulling down statues and everything else, is to rewrite history and come up with things like, you know, the 1619, historical deal, project, and CRT and all this. You know, this is all absurd as we abandon, you know, the true rich history. I'm for let's lay it out there. Nobody's claiming perfection here, right? But let's lay it out there. But let's lay it all out there, not according to one person's narrative.
Exactly. And that's why we did that. We did the first original documentary called Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. The sequel was Reparations, Who Should Pay? And if anyone wants to see these and several other small docs that we've done, like, for example, Do These Black Lives Matter? We've got the footage of Jim Crow, Joe Biden, giving the eulogy at the KKK leader's funeral. I'm just going to call him that. Who cares what his name is? But you can go to errrvideo.com and watch all those videos and get educated right there in one spot. And it will freak you out how we've been lied to, not just lied to by the party. I mean, again, the Republican Party is clueless. They have no idea what their history is. But we've been lied to by the educational system. I've had people with PhDs in black studies come up to me after seeing our documentary, tears in their eyes, saying, I have been so lied to. I had no idea about any of this stuff, and I'm a PhD in black studies. I said, well, not too late to turn that around.
Yeah, and, exactly.
So I would encourage people to go and look at that, especially if we're going to start having this discussion on reparations, because you've got to tack that bill right to the door of the DNC. Mm-hmm. It was the Democrat Party that caused all of that heartache, all of that segregation.
Well, Nina Main, thanks for the information. Appreciate it. Take care.
Ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money for less than $1 a day with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. you need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. American surveyed said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdullah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only infamous America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, here. He's got all, he's got the register working. I mean, and it's digital now. It's not even old school. It's the new digital, fancy, smanchy register that's working for us. How are we doing, Jordan?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Yeah, let me tell you how new school it is. It's so new school that it's registering our national debt at $30 trillion. I laugh, but this is not really a laughing matter. This is really serious, Jordan. But we knew it was coming. I mean, after all, Congress has authorized what we can get as high as $31 trillion. So there's still room, I guess, you know, 30, 31. What's the difference, right?
Yeah, well, this is a real landmark. The first time ever, over $30 trillion in debt. We've been spending well over $1 trillion more a year than we're taking in. And we're talking about increasing spending on top of that as well. Now, luckily, interest rates have been quite low, so it's not costing us that much to fund it. But the Federal Reserve is starting to raise interest rates. Mm-hmm. Every quarter point the Fed raises rates, it's going to cost the U.S. taxpayer billions of dollars more in interest. We've been riding on the house for a long time, and that ride's about to be over.
Exactly. Well, here it is. You've got these tea leaves, and now we got the big tea leaf, that obvious 800,000-pound gorilla sitting at the Ukrainian border. What happens?
Well, I hope it doesn't happen, but if Russia does, in fact, invade Ukraine, and we have a hot war in Europe, this has all kinds of economic implications. The first thing will happen right away, oil prices will jump sharply. Russia is the second largest oil producer in the world after the United States. And we may put an embargo on it. There could be supply shortages. So oil prices would shoot up dramatically. That's the first thing that would happen. We'd probably try to remove Russia from what's called the SWIFT system, which is the international banking system. And it would just cause enormous repercussions. It hurts the West as well. That would be a very, very bad thing. And then Europe is very much dependent on Russia, particularly particularly for energy, natural gas and oil. Europe may literally freeze if they don't have the natural gas they're expecting from Russia. So it's just massive economic implications of that invasion if it happens.
And the thing is, the European nations understand this more than the United States. And I think that's why the Ukrainian president, Macron, others have stepped in ahead of the United States and Joe Biden. And they're trying to usher him off to Buffalo someplace so that he doesn't become, you know, some sort of reckless rebel and ignite something that the European nations will be paying more for than the United States.
Well, very much so. And when Biden talked about a minor incursion, we wouldn't bother. That just drove everybody crazy. And it was taken by Russia as an invitation to invade.
Right.
That was not well placed, okay? This thing is very, very sensitive. He literally has over 100,000 troops. They just can't sit there forever. They've either got to do something or retreat. And the chances are at this point he'll do something. And it's probably not only going to be a straight military invasion, but it'll be cyber as well. The first thing that Russia would probably do is bring down the Ukrainian electrical system and their government system and their telecommunication system through cyber. And then, then the troops come in after that. They did exactly the same thing in 2014 with Crimea. First it was a cyber attack, and then they went in with the military.
Well, and they're, in a sense, right now already laying. They're carpet bombing cyber-wise right now in terms of information that's being sent into Ukraine, just like Crimea. So this comes in phases. It's not just an instantaneous EFT blast. You know, there'll be other measures before it gets to that point, right?
Absolutely. And they're well-positioned to do that. They also have operatives inside Ukraine to do a so-called false flag operation. And they'll blow up something and they'll say, oh, it's a threat, and it's using it as an excuse to come in. Hitler used to do this. Remember? Hitler
yes.
used to some kind of a disturbance, and then he would use that as an excuse to invade the entire country. So Putin is very much using Hitler's playbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like he did in Crimea, right? I mean, there's nothing new here. It's the same model. It worked in Crimea, so why wouldn't it work in Ukraine?
Well, the difference this time is the sanctions would be massive, and Putin he knows what would be coming if he does it, and he'd have to say it's worth it more to him to try to take over Ukraine than to just cripple his economy, which is what happened. Russia's a pretty weak economy as it is. It's pretty much got energy, and that's about it. And
right.
if there were embargoes, I mean, just like what happened with Iran. Iran has been hurt very badly by the oil embargo. They've survived, but it's been very tough on their people. Russia may go through the exact same thing that Iran's been going through.
Well, but Russia has a close tie with China, and I believe they're willing to hold on to that China card, because if all goes south and they can't employ enough pressure and against, you know, the European neighbors who are so reliant on Russia's energy, then, you know, you got President Xi, who is right there to support Vladimir.
Well, that's right, and they're going to have a little mini summit right before the Olympics begin to kind of solidify that relationship. China doesn't have oil to give to Russia, though. They may have financial capability, but they don't really have oil as such. So it would be a tremendous mess, and also the stock markets would plunge on this as well.
Well, you imagine this would be
situation.
Exactly.
So oil prices would surge, inflation would go up. Stock markets and economies would get hurt. I hope we don't go there, but it's kind of looking that direction right now.
Jordan, help us understand. I mean, there's been some discussion here, and I'm even trying to get to the bottom of this, that, you know, even though Joe Biden canceled the XL pipeline, that the net export of American oil has been unchanged. And if that's the case, why are we paying more, you know, for gas? Is that, you know, help us understand that dynamic, because there's,
well, we're
you know,
a lot less oil than we used to, Bill, a lot.
Okay.
In fact, there was just last week, there was a major sale of offshore oil leases in the Mexican Gulf of Mexico, that was nullified by a judge saying they didn't count the environmental impact of it. It was like 80 million acres of prime. prime drilling land off of Louisiana. So this has been what's happening, is we're drilling less and less oil, becoming more and more dependent on other countries in OPEC particularly, and this is what I would call a self-inflicted wound. It makes us
vulnerable.
And I
understand what we're getting 40% of our oil from Russia right now. Is that correct?
Not quite that much, but a lot. We're getting a lot. And in fact, Biden has asked OPEC, can you please increase production because we need more oil? Well, we're in that position because we shot ourselves in the foot. And the XL pipeline you mentioned, we took ANWR from Alaska off. We've taken off all public lands from leases. So we have the oil in America, but we're just not drilling for it right now because of a policy that says drilling is bad. Well, that's nice.
Right.
It's nice to have solar, but, 20 years from now, maybe. But right now, we need oil.
Well, Jordan, you may not be aware of this because this is breaking news regarding John Hopkins and their recent study. I mean, this is a couple of dozen experts, and it's being reported by John Hopkins that all the lockdowns that we endured during COVID, the net effect was about 0.2% in terms of reducing infection and deaths of COVID. So it's clear Dr. Atlas with the Trump administration and others had been saying is that lockdowns don't work, and now we have the empirical evidence. And boy, I'll tell you, this is going to put Dr. Fauci's head on the chopping block, in my humble opinion, and all these other advisors who have used COVID to scare the holy what have you out of people. And what really comes to mind right away, like him or not, Donald Trump said something that was quite memorable about the solutions. He said, don't let the solutions be worse than the disease. And the fact of the matter is we experienced what he just said. So we'll leave it there and stay tuned for more details. But right now we've got Jordan Goodman, and we got to wrap this up. He's America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how can people be in touch with you?
Go to moneyanswers.com, my website. Always glad to help you with this, Bill.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
What a great song to remind us of the hope that we live for and live with because of the one that we can entrust our hope in, who's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, you ready for some football? I mean, we got the Super Bowl coming up, and I tell you, I got a great idea for you to get your, you know, kind of test out your charcuterie boards for Super Bowl Sunday. Today is the release, the former release of American Underdog. Yes, the celebrated movie that everybody loved to death about Kurt Warner and his family, American Underdog. And with us to tell us more and all about it is the one and only Andy Irwin. Andy, good to talk to you again. How you doing, buddy?
It's always a pleasure to be with you, brother. It's good to talk. And who would have guessed that the Rams are giving us free advertising right now?
I know.
So, I'll take it.
Hey, it's destiny. That's what it is, Andy. It's total destiny. It's just so awesome. But, you know, as we talked about before and the response, I mean, congratulations for American Underdog. Theaters lovers, you know, they loved the movie. And as many said to me, Bill, you know, I was thinking it was about a football movie. It's really a family movie. It's about marriage. And I said, there's so much to the movie, and that's good. I'm glad that they were able to see that part of it.
You know, the exciting thing was just to see audiences thinking they were going to have one experience and going in and having something they didn't expect. And I think the story of what happened off the field was the part that I think people were really, really shocked by and what they went through. And something that was so relatable, especially for people right now that are desperately seeking for hope for their own family. And so, one of the things I love to do over the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks that's been in theaters is I'll just sneak into the back of a theater and watch, you know, from the bird's eye view, the audience engaging with it. And to see kind of that surge of hope happen amongst a group of people, it doesn't get better than that. And Kurt's story delivers it and grows.
It's always cool when you're able to observe their response. Did anything surprise you? Maybe some highlights that came out that you didn't expect the audience to respond to?
You know, it's really, really rare because you can't script it when a story connects with an audience where they stand and cheer. I remember hearing a story about when the original Rocky was made and Sylvester Stallone went to go how the audience was responding because they're really nervous if it was going to roll, it could be a flop. And from the outside in the hallways, they heard the audience like cheering at the end, and they were like, I think we got a hit on our hand. And it's just, there's this simultaneous thing that happens that you can't predict. And I was shocked to read so many of the stories and be in a couple of theaters where at the end it brought them to their feet. And that's not a tribute to us as filmmakers. It's really a tribute to Kurt as an icon and as a as an underdog that people really, really relate to and see themselves in the story. And I think it just, you know, when it gets to the end and you see him win, there's this surge of emotion that happens in the theater that amongst a group of people is amazing to kind of watch. So I was really pleasantly surprised by how that turned out.
Well, I think that the American people can relate to the underdog. I mean, to the everyman. I mean, here's a guy who's stocking shelves and has a dream, and it's not happening. And then you get the completion of that dream that's manifest by his new family, and certainly Brenda. I mean, and which brings an element, a surprising element that people told me they were, because I told them, I said, this is, you're going to be blessed, yes, you know, from the sports angle, but from the family angle and the dynamic between Kurt and Brenda, I go, it's real special. You are going to come away from that movie, and it's going to be impossible for you to look at your spouse the same way you did before that movie.
Yeah, it made me really appreciate my wife and what a champion she is. You know, I think that the cool thing that Kurt wanted to do with the movie is he said, you know, everybody knows, you know, what happened on the football field, and we're going to show that. But he said, for my wife, Brenda, everybody has one, kind of preconceived idea of who she is, that she was always this tough as nails, former Marine, spiky hair lady, kind of at times abrasive. And they have that one idea of who she is, but I want this movie to show the side of her that only I got to see, you know, behind closed doors, and the tender heart of the family that she was. And so, with Anna Paquin, who plays her in the film, you know, we worked really hard together to get that nuance of showing both sides of Brenda, the tough side and the soft side. And I think Anna absolutely delivers. And I think at times Brenda's character kind of steals the show. And makes you just love her. And I think you really understand of, oh, that's why Kurt, after every game, had to take the game ball over to the stand to give it to that woman. And that's because she was the driving force behind what he did on the field.
You know, Andy, last time we talked, you shared with me the story of that dynamic that you saw at the Super Bowl game that where the Rams won and Kurt went directly to Brenda. And just watching that, it inspired you. You said there's something there that, you know, that is real special. And, of course, now here you are all these years later. You're putting it on film. It's on the big screen and blessing households now. They'll have the opportunity to catch it on streaming. And then, of course, it'll be on the combo Blu-ray DVD pack and on demand on at the end of the month on February the 22nd.
Yeah, it was one of those stories that, you know, I wasn't even a filmmaker at the time. I was just a cameraman. And, you know, being on the sidelines of the Super Bowl and watching Kurt Warner and watching this interaction with him and Brenda, there was just something magnetic and special between those two that you couldn't help but be captivated by. And I always was curious about what that story was. And then years later, when it finally kind of began to make my own movies with John, you know, I would have never guessed that this story 21 years later would fall in our laps to tell and that we'd be the ones bringing the movie to life. And so it was an honor and a treat to do something that, you know, I got to have a little bit of a front row seat to, you know, all this later, earlier. And so, you know, to see audiences engage with that story, both, you know, core football fans that really enjoy the football experience, but also those that aren't as familiar with Kurt's story and aren't football fans to walk into it and be like, that's something I completely relate to. And I've been really excited to see audiences engaging with it and really having a great experience.
Now, did you share that story with Kurt and Brenda?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think, I just said, you know, I never got a chance to bump into him. I was never very, I was within proximity, but I was in a crowd of, you know, thousands of other media people at the circus that is the Super Bowl. But I did share with them, like, you know, I remember watching and just thinking, like, you know, here's Kurt in a crowd of 100,000 people, and I'm a nobody. But I always just thought he was larger than life. So to sit in his living room in Phoenix, Arizona, and sit down with him and Brenda and have them kind of make that initial trust fall into saying, okay, I think you guys are the guys to tell the story. I was really humbled by that and really just, you know, I just was like, I don't want to screw this up. And so John and I worked really hard to listen to make sure we got their family right, got their faith right, got their journey right, in a way that felt authentic to who they are as people and what they went through.
And Brenda was instrumental, right, in the development of Kurt's faith?
Yes, she was. You know, Brenda was very blue collar. You know, Iowa girl. Very blue collar girl. You know, her one dream was to be a Marine, and she joined the Marines at age 18. Was working her way up. To being a she wanted to be a drill sergeant, and then married a Marine, and then they ended up having kids, and then there was a traumatic injury to Zach, her son,
yes,
and then her husband, and they ended up not working out because of some things, and she ended up finding herself as a single mom with a special needs child, and she had to leave the Marines, and it was her faith in God that really kind of sustained her in all those times, and Kurt came along and had the arm of a champion, he had the drive and ambition of a champion, but where he found the heart of a champion was in that woman. And he watched how she walked out her faith and how real it was. And he just described that it was a relationship and it didn't seem to be a religion. And we worked hard to make sure we portrayed that in a way that felt authentic. But it was that captivated him and gave him the heart of a champion. And to where finally he kind of made his decision that I want what you've got. And,
exactly.
And it was a pretty cool way to kind of bring her faith to life.
You know, this is the kind of story that you can welcome into your home in such a special way that will bless your family, your wife, your kids, friends, neighbors. You get them around the TV, get the charcuterie board out and all the chips and dips and get ready, get primed up for the Super Bowl, which is coming to Los Angeles. Looking forward to that game. If it's anything representative of what we've been experiencing the past couple of weeks with this football, it should make for an exceptional contest, right?
Oh, it's incredible. I've been glued to the TV the past several weekends. Just the playoff games have been like, that Buffalo-Kansas City game, I've never seen anything like it.
Exactly.
And, every one of the games. And so the Rams, to kind of make it into the playoffs, and then to make it all the way up to the Super Bowl and having to defeat Tom Brady along the way in dramatic fashion, I just was on the edge of my seat saying, I can't believe, that this is happening the year that we released this movie. And so, hopefully it'll be a warm-up to the Super Bowl and people enjoy the movie, enjoy the Super Bowl. And I even found out the other day that Mickey Guyton, that sings the song and the credit roll for our movie, is singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. So,
way to go, Andy. You got it all orchestrated here. I mean, unbelievable.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm not that smart, but, man, I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take the credit, no doubt about it. Okay, it's available now on digital and coming on Blu-ray DVD on the 22nd. American Underdog.
Most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.